San Francisco Group says it's shifting its emphasis from COVID response to addressing open-air drug markets in the city. KCBS reporter Alice Wirtz was at a standing room only meeting of Together SF in the city's Mission District last night.
In the Mission District, hundreds turned out. Executive Director Kanishka Chong argued if the city addressed the drug problem like it did COVID, quality of life in the city would improve for all.
Over the last 2 years, we have had more people die from drug overdoses than COVID. Almost twice as many people die from overdoses than from COVID. And so we need a similar level of response, if not a greater level of response.
Chong argues it's a decades-old problem in the city.
We have had a string of mayors that work with the police department to amplify law enforcement presence in the Tenderloin. And as a result of that, you do see the dealing decline. But eventually that becomes deprioritized and then drugs go back on the uptick. So that's been a pattern. And so we believe we need a consistent law enforcement presence to keep the prevalence of drugs at bay.
Together SF also wants harm reduction to continue, along with recovery services and transitional housing.
The drug crisis is really at the heart of so many other problems we're experiencing and generally the dysfunction in the city.
Alice Wirtz, KCBS.